Mandala number two. The crossing. What must be collected? You will have done the core meditation and now you're ready for the process. Your eyes are closed, comfortable. Begin to imagine now that there's a bridge in front of you and that you're beginning to move across it. Notice what the bridge is made from, how big it is. And if you can sense the bridge under your feet, or maybe you feel that you're actually floating across the bridge. You're now on the other side and there's a small hill to climb covered in beautiful green grass. You notice that the grass is so soft under your feet. What else are you noticing? At the top of the hill, there's a vast landscape before you, and for a moment, you take it in. What are you seeing? And how would you describe it? You notice now, off to one side, there's a huge tree. You now head off towards that tree, feeling the grass underneath your feet, between your toes. And now place yourself in front of the tree, sitting down and now leaning up against that tree. This tree is full of wisdom. You're really sensing that now. It's a very old tree. It's a sense of peace and security as you allow the strength of the tree to embrace you. Now imagine there's a movie camera in your mind's eye. That you are beginning to see a story unfolding. And this story is about your life. The characters that are in there, that have been in your life, that you've shared your life with, your family, friends, the places where you've been and lived. Let it all unfold. Whatever is unfolding now is right. Notice your feelings. Who is in this movie? And if you're not noticing anything at the moment, that's okay. You're just listening and being in this quiet space for now. When you are ready, you notice that the story begins to spin around and around and begins to now unfold in colours rather than an actual picture. Like a kaleidoscope of colours. Or maybe it's only a couple of colours. Let it be what it is. Go with it. Then you begin to notice a change. A symbol appears. It's beginning to form from these colours. One that represents your life right at this moment. You might actually find that this is quite familiar and that it appears instantly. It's like an old pal that's been a part of your life for quite some time. Or perhaps it's quite new. Maybe it's like a feather or a flower or an amulet or a sword, an animal. The list is endless. It's your symbol. Allow it just to come to you. That if you were to draw or doodle this right now on a piece of paper with a biro or a pen, you would find this is exactly what you would do. You would draw this particular symbol that is appearing. It might actually be something that's quite abstract, and that's fine too. Whatever is appearing is correct for you. Notice it. You might even notice that it changes a bit. Now you find yourself leaving the tree. You have a symbol with you, and you're grateful to the tree for the support and the small journey that you took in wandering through aspects of your life that decided to come through and that evolved then into colours and then into a symbol. But it also doesn't matter if it's not fully apparent at this moment, if that's the case for you. Now you find yourself back at the small hill covered in green grass. You climb back up the hill, turn around, and you're finding yourself witness to the most beautiful and spectacular sunset. Then you begin to wander down the other side of the hill, across the bridge once again. Begin now to take a big, deep breath in and letting it go. Taking another big, deep breath in and slowly letting it go as you're wriggling your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, begin to open your eyes and start the work.